Nick McNamara sitting here at the K-Man Studios with Scott Schwab, Secretary of State here in the state of Kansas. First of all, thanks for meeting with me this morning.
No, honored to be here. Thanks for fitting us in. And, you know, we've got through one election, and now we just got to start administrating another one.
That's right. And as we noted, it's about a month out now from that primary election, and you won by about 10 points. So it was a pretty sound victory, and I'm curious what that does for the confidence heading into the general election.
Well, I won the primary, so I feel a little bit more confident. But what's interesting, the confidence people have is really on the election side. You know, our race was about, is there an issue with the way elections are administered in Kansas? And it got to the point where we had the largest recount ever. And it's never been done for a constitutional amendment. About 61% of the ballots cast were recounted. And 0.001% difference. And the reason why you have some difference is some people interpret a ballot on a recount differently than the Board of Canvassers did. And I'm just going to encourage voters, follow the instructions on the ballot, because if you don't fill it out correctly, it may not count. And that's part of the reason why there was a difference. But nothing changed. The winners were winners. The losers were losers. What the biggest winner of this election was really, we have confidence in Kansas elections. We get it right.
And I am going to ask you about the election process and your thoughts about elections and some detail surrounding that as well. But before I get into that, I also wanted to ask you just sort of about your motivation for running for re-election, of course, as well as your motivation to run for the office of Secretary of State in the first place. You've been in the office now about 4 years, but what led you to want to pursue it again for another go around?
Well, when I first wanted to run 4 years ago, I had served over a decade in the legislature, and it was time. I was done. Emotionally, I was done. We had some family things that had happened, and so I was just done. But we hadn't had a Secretary of State in decades that also was in the legislature. And I was chair of the Elections Committee, so I knew the legislative intent. So I want to go to the administration side to make sure we carried out that intent. I'm running for re-election because when we took office, we found out we're on one of the oldest computer systems known to man. And we're migrating off that. What we want to do is we have this concept of a business one-stop. Right now, if you have a new restaurant downtown Manhattan, you file your LLC with us, you go to Ag for your license, you go to revenue for your liquor permit, you got to go to labor for your unemployment. We're creating it's KSBiz with a Z, .kansas.gov. Right now you go there, you can start your new business, and it'll give you some tips. But what we want to do, once we get off the old system, is you'll just answer all the questions, click send, and all those permits just come to you. You don't have to touch the other silos of government. And West Virginia already does this, and they use a Kansas company to execute on it. That's what we want to do, but I promised this when I ran the first time, but I didn't know the computer system was that old. So I want to complete the promise, and it's going to take more than 4 years.
What do you think this does for the entrepreneurial ecosystem, not just in Manhattan, but across Kansas, by implementing a system like this?
This is really interesting because during the shutdown, we were still doing 80 new startups a day. We normally do about 120. We're doing over 130 now. So what if we could come to Riley County and say, hey, Riley County, I don't know what you typically, I know you think you're an ag community, but let's say we can show you have 20 new application development companies filing in our office a day. Would you go to K-State and create a new curriculum to create a workforce development program to foster a new economic sector you have in your community? And you don't have to pay a consultant out of New York to find it.
And I'm curious, as you talk about this, I want to hear a little bit about the philosophy you carry with you on the job. And as you approach your role as Secretary of State, what's sort of the philosophy and what are the ideals that you carry with you day to day?
I really appreciate that because a lot of folks say, well, why don't you do X? Why don't you do Y? For example, a lot of people said, why don't you make the legislature make Election Day Election Day and the late trail ballots for mail ballots? Well, first off, I'm not a king. I can't make the legislature. And when I was in the legislature, I hated when the administration tried to make me do something I didn't want to do or I didn't think was right. I really appreciate the separation of powers. So it is and actually it was Joan Wagnon from Topeka when I was on tax committee. We asked her a question, and she said, that's a policy decision, and you are the policymaker. And she used to be a legislator. That's why she respected it. I respect the policymakers. When we introduce a bill, it's so that we can carry out their intent better. But for example, well, should there be a 3-day grace period on ballots, 2 days, no day? That's a policy decision. I am no longer a policymaker. They make the policy and I obey.
And as you mentioned, you have some experience in the legislature. You chaired the Elections Committee in the House. And I'm curious, as you approach elections, it's a big part of your role as Secretary of State overseeing those. How do you feel about the election process currently and how it functions in Kansas?
We showed this last time. We did the largest election security update in statute since voter ID. And it wasn't a response to the rhetoric. It's something we had been working on for 2 years with some new Supreme Court justices. But we had the highest turnout in this primary in the history of the state. But yet we also increased security this year. So the argument of if you increase security, you suppress votes is over. It doesn't happen. We proved that you can improve security without suppressing votes. And what we did, and I'm glad we did it, we did increase that, hey, if it's a close election, we're going to do a larger audit of the election. Who knew that state treasurer's race was going to be that close? And so we passed the law last year, and it triggered the audit. We had three different recounts. Nothing changed. Plus, we did our standard post-election audit. Nothing changed. So our systems in Kansas are great. We believe that elections should be run locally and funded locally. It shouldn't be coming from D.C. because the strings attached are horrid. So I really appreciate our local election officials because they do it with the resources they have, and they do it incredibly well.
And I'm curious, I was looking a little bit into what your Democratic opponent is sort of forwarding on her platform, and she talks a little bit about allowing any voting at any polling location of someone who resides in that county. So anywhere in a county that you live in, you can vote in any particular polling location. How do you feel that would impact the election system here in Kansas? Do you think that's a positive? Where do you stand on that?
Well, it's already legal if a county wants to do it. She's talking a mandate. That's going to be hard because even Johnson County can't afford to do that. So what they would do is they'd use cell networks so that when you vote, you can't go to another voting place and vote again. Well, what happens if there's a network outage? How do you pull up your poll book? How do you know if that person's voted twice? So now you have to have the ability to do ballot print on demand. And that's incredibly expensive. When you have early in-person voting and you can vote at any sites, those networks are on a county network and it's secured. That's why they're in just certain buildings. But if that network goes down, that's okay. You can come back and vote the next day. On election day, you can't come back and vote the next day. So that's why the security protocols are incredible. Wichita wanted it, and we did everything we could to help them, and they shut it down because it's just incredibly expensive.
And I'm curious, you mentioned the expansion of election security and having no impact on voter turnout. I do want to talk about those election or those voter ID laws and just what role you see they play in the election system here in Kansas.
So it's fantastic. So when we were in committee and we passed voter ID, we had a gentleman come up and testify. He goes, look, I'm not political. I'm an unaffiliated voter. I only vote in presidential elections. But my sister-in-law was running for school board. So she asked me after work to go by and vote. I had to look for my polling place. Didn't even know where it was. I went there and somebody had already voted for me. And I asked the poll person, did you check their ID? I'm like, no, it's against the law. So I talked to the county clerk, and it was in Johnson County. He found out he had been voting in school board elections for the last 10 years. Voter ID shuts that down. And that's why Laura Kelly and most all the Democrats voted for voter ID, because when they found out there was an avenue for cheating, they wanted to shut it down, which is why Chris Kobach didn't find a whole bunch of voter fraud cases, because it got shut down.
And throughout the last year or plus, you've been talking about your confidence in the election system here in Kansas. And I'm curious, despite that, there's still some distrust and still some concerns about how things are maybe turning out in elections. What can be done to maybe turn the tide on some of that distrust?
Well, I think a lot of it was done. That recount, I think, puts out a lot of small fires of people having doubt. And I'm so frustrated with people out of the state and sometimes out of the country spreading rumors about Kansas elections. Some people come to the state just to raise money to pad their own pocket and lie about elections, and they don't even know the Kansas system. And a lot of the folks that make these accusations have never once been a poll worker to see the system. And it's how often that happens, that they have concerns, whether it's voter suppression or voter fraud, we find out that once they've been a part of the process, they're like, wow, this is really, well, it's very difficult to cheat. And we've proved it. The recount proved it. The argument on fraud in Kansas is over. Now, we treat it like cybersecurity. There may be some updates that need to be done again. But this election was secure, and there is no doubt on it. And the people who still believe in doubt, I mean, they might think the world's flat too, but you're just not going to change their mind.
Understand there. And I just want to touch on maybe some of, as you look back over the past 3+ years and soon to be 4 years in office, what's some of the successes you hold most close to yourself and maybe some of the places you wish you could have got into that you're hoping to get into in your next term?
Well, the thing I'm most proud of is we have a Democrat governor, obviously a Republican Secretary of State. So we've worked with the Democrat administration to create this business one-stop. We're working with her appointees in revenue and labor and commerce to create that. So to be collaborative across party lines is the Bob Dole way. And it's a big win for the state of Kansas. And along that line, what I want to accomplish is make sure it gets done. You know, my concern is if we didn't get reelected, somebody's going to come in and do a drastic shift, and then the project could tank. And then the other thing is just, you know, legislators sometimes come up with ideas that are not functional. And to know, have somebody who's worked in the election space and worked in the legislative space to say, hey, that idea won't work, and to prevent it from going forward, because or else you can end up passing a law, and the next thing you know, you're crashing the entire system. And some of the laws that were introduced last year in amendments would have crashed the election system. So it's nice to have that Secretary of State on the same party as the House leadership and Senate leadership say, hey, here's why we can't have that happen.
If you have to send a message to someone out there listening to this that's considering voting, maybe they voted before, maybe they haven't, but they're unsure about maybe is taking a step out and voting in this particular election, what is the importance of the Secretary of State, and what would you tell them to hammer home the importance of getting out and voting?
Well, first off, one of the things that I like to remind people is this is your community, and your vote is – don't proxy it. You know, if you don't, the other votes carry more weight. And your vote is your voice. And we always tell folks, if you're 17 – but you're going to be 18 by election day, go ahead and register, because the voter registration deadline is October 18th. So go ahead and register now if you're going to be 18 by November, by election day. But I always tell folks that, one, your vote counts. Your vote is yours, and treat your ballot like cash. Your ballot is your responsibility. You know, there's a big debate on drop boxes, but don't put it in the mail, because over 90% of ballots that go through the mail leave the state of Kansas, and it's not handled by poll workers while it's in that system. So we really encourage folks, you know, your ballot, your responsibility. Do the best you can. Make sure you get it either in a drop box or really the most secure way is to vote in person, and you put it in the tabulator yourself.
And I want to turn it over to you for any final words, any things you wanted to say that I didn't get into, or just a last message on what you're hoping to send to voters in November.
Well, we certified the election yesterday. Governor Kelly, who's running against Derek Schmidt, and I, all three of us, are on the state board of canvassers. And all three of us agreed this was a very secure election, and we all put our signature on it. If you can get Laura Kelly and Derek Schmidt to agree on anything right now, it's probably pretty solid. So, you know, the debate on security of the Kansas elections is over. It's time to make sure that we just continue to do it well, because a lot of these clerk's offices are underfunded. And, you know, I tell folks you get 2 out of 3. There's price, there's quality, and there's speed. Well, you're getting your clerk at a good price, because this office is way underpaid. You're getting quality. We prove that with the recount. You're just not going to get speed. It's going to take time. We just need people to be patient.
Mr. Schwab, I really appreciate the time.
Thank you. I'd be honored to be here and appreciate the conversation.